Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, guys. VJ is not here, so I am your host, and my co-host is...
Emma.
So, basically today, what we are going to talk about is back to school. I just sent my little baby back, or, well, not back, but I sent my daughter to kindergarten for the first time today, and it brought a little tear to my eye, and... I was so happy for her, yet worried about her, and because I feel like I just kind of left her in there. How old is your son, Emma?
I have a daughter.
Oh, your daughter. I'm sorry. I apologize.
She's actually three. She'll be four, she got to start Harvest Prep this year because she's so advanced.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I actually got to get a head start, so which means if she stays on the same road, she gets to graduate early.
Oh, wow. Good for her. Did you cry? Did you cry?
Yeah, when I seen them in a little plaid uniform with the shoes and backpack on. Oh, my gosh. I'm old. She's getting old quick. That means I'm getting old quick.
Yeah, they grew up so fast. But one of the main things that I kind of wanted us to talk about is what are the biggest things you think that you can do to help your daughter during school?
Well, I would have to say, like, even though she's three, she gets homework. Even when she was in the daycare she was going to, she got homework. Whether it was learning how to write the letters or her name. I think it's big to, as a parent, to make sure your child has homework, to help them with their homework. And not just tell them, not just send your kid off like, oh, go do your homework, woo-woo. To be there actually with your child step by step, that way if they need help, you're right there to help them instead of having to drop what you're doing, or some parents be like, figure it out yourself. You got to actually put in the effort to help your child, and that's what's going to help them in the future.
Yeah, I definitely agree wholeheartedly on that one. And, you know, both my girls, I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And my 3-year-old comes home with homework from daycare, you know, and I admit, you know, our evenings get busy and my kids want to go outside and play and stuff like that. But even if it's just 15 to 20 minutes for kids, you know, under school age, just to write something or read a book or something learning wise, I think kids are so quick to get home, drop their backpacks, take their coats off, and run outside with their friends or run to their video games or the cable or whatever it is that, you know, they want, the tablets, the phones. I think that they're so quick to do anything but schoolwork these days, you know. And it's so funny because I was watching School of Rock. Do you remember that? Are you old enough to remember School of Rock cartoons? And my girls were getting their hair done yesterday, and the young lady that was doing it actually happened to have a School of Rock video, and she popped it in just for, you know, the fun of it. And every time at the end they say, you know, knowledge is power, and it totally is. And the thing about cartoons these days versus cartoons back then, they were talking about how if you didn't pay your mortgage, you're going to lose your house.
Oh, wow.
They're talking about real stuff, you know. They're teaching kids responsibility. Granted, you know, a lot of people don't think that children as young as, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 need to know that if there's a possibility you could lose your house.
Right.
But on the other hand, how else are they going to know?
Right.
When is it age appropriate to let children know about life and what, you know, responsibility is?
Right.
So, you know, I think that they need to educate more cartoons these days.
Well, I can give credit to Nickelodeon because Nickelodeon Network has a show called Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah.
Team Umi Zumi. And even though, and Dora the Explorer. Them three, like, they teach them so much. Like, my daughter loves those three shows. I have to watch. I know the theme songs to all those shows.
I know Dora as well.
Like, Dora the Explorer. Yeah. But Yo Gabba Gabba, they actually came here in January, and I took my daughter. She had a ball. They teach you about eating healthy food.
Oh, really?
They teach you about sharing and caring. They teach you about adding.
Yeah, I don't have cable.
Plans.
I have my kids watch.
TBS.
PBS and Zula Patrol.
Yeah.
Cubo or whatever.
And then, like, they have a network called Sprout.
Yeah.
And, like, people who have basic cable or digital,
mm-hmm.
Sprout is one of the main channels you would get because it's a kid channel. Like, it has the normal TV shows like Caillou and Pandora, but it has a bunch of other channels or shows that are, like, very, very educational. So I do give them credit because from when I was a teenager and mm-hmm. the kids that were little around my teenage years didn't have that many educational TV shows. Like, we had Bananas in Pajamas and
Captain
Barney
Kangaroo.
And, you know, those were the shows that came out when I was a teenager for kids,
yeah.
my children's age. And it was like, okay, Barney, I get it, you know.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood,
Mr. Rogers. I love Mr. Rogers.
You know, R.I.P. to him. They have that. But I can give credit and say they have upgraded their educational TV shows a lot, and it's still, you know, there's some educational, like, nobody didn't want to watch Mr. Rogers that much. There was people who had their little comments that thought he was gay or whatever. But Umi Zumi, I know a lot of people whose kids, if they don't watch all three of them, they, Dora, and then they got the Go Diego Go for the boys.
The boys, yeah.
You know, those shows are very, they teach them. Only thing that can be looked at a negative vibe is, you know, their parents let them go all over the world. But kids don't think about that.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's going to let me go all over the world because Dora gets to go. But that was the only thing I would think would be, like, the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even bad because you're not supposed to look at stuff like that as a kid. They ain't thinking like that.
Too much thinking into it.
They're thinking of adventures.
Yeah.
That they can have in their backyard.
Yep.
So it's like, they're very educational, so I do give credit for that. But I think,
do you think there's more education on cable, though, than regular TV?
Because
what happens if you can't afford cable? I mean, granted, I know Zula Patrol, they're really good at, you know, like, science and stuff like that. They do a lot of education on science and, like, the solar system and planets and stuff like that. Sid the Science Kid is on Channel 2, and he's pretty good about stuff. But, you know, and I suppose they learn a little bit from Curious George, too. But they're just, you know, I think that a lot of the, it just went black. I think a lot of the cartoons that are educational are accessed only on cable.
Right.
You know, what happens if you can't afford cable?
Yeah, because, I mean, PBS has some shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because my daughter watches a lot. And she, like, one of her favorite shows is Clifford. Now, Clifford doesn't give an educational point of view, but it's still a good cartoon. But I think, you know, they should have more of those educational things.
If any of you guys want to chime in and give us your opinions on back to school, or any of the, back to school or any of the shows that we've been talking about, educational TV and stuff that you can do to help your children.
Oh, well, we got to end it.
But, hey, Mama.
Hi.
You want to come talk about going back to school, Mama Tree?
Huh?
You want to come talk about going back to school?
You?
We on Blog Talk. You don't want to talk about going back to school? If anybody's got any opinions, please definitely hit one and we will get you on the air. Also, we're looking for people with summer highlights. Oh, hey, look, somebody wants to talk.
Can I click this?
Yep, hit that button. Oh, the other one right there. Yep. 5212, you're on the air. Who is this?
Ah, this is Melissa, Erica.
Melissa!
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How is heaven?
Hot.
Is she going to school today? Is she going to school today?
Yeah, she is. She started last Monday.
Oh, my goodness. They start early in Texas, huh?
Yeah. They started early. Last Monday she started. She likes it. She's meeting new friends, and she just started brownies last Thursday, so trying to keep her busy.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Wow, how's everybody there going?
Oh, we've been doing good. What have you been up to down there?
Huh?
What have you been up to down there?
Looking for a job like mad dads. Trying to find a new job.
Yeah,
nothing up there.
Oh, we definitely miss you around the office, that's for sure. Do you have any advice for parents that have kids going back to school on how they can make their kids' education experience the best it possibly can be?
Well, since I just moved to Texas and it's okay for me, I actually just get on the internet and Google free things kids to do, free educational things to do, and it works wonders. It pops kinds of stuff and you can dig around. There's a lot of things like the first Sundays of the month, they're free for the kids to go to the Science Museum. I know they do have stuff like that in Minnesota too. The Kids Science Museum and the museum, just the regular museums there. So if you can internet and dig around and just put in, like, stuff for kids to do for free in Minneapolis, it pops up a bunch of stuff. And like I said, it's for free, so you waive all the fees of getting in. It's just getting.
Oh, okay. So they've got free days at the Science Museum.
Yes, they do. I don't remember if it's the first Saturday or Sunday month, but yes, they do.
Yeah, you know, I think I do remember you telling me about that. I think Target sponsors it.
Yeah. But, like, it's just, like, if you dig around, a lot of times, like I said, on the internet, you could find stuff going on at libraries for kids. Like, the parks have a lot of free stuff for the kids to do. A lot of times it's a thing to do with the money, you know.
Oh, okay.
So anything to do for free for the kids.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of kid-friendly stuff to do. Oh, by the way, Marco says hi.
Hey, Marco.
He's listening. He's not in the office, but he's listening.
Oh, okay.
He shot me a little note that says, tell me I said hello. So
yeah,
he says hello.
I miss everybody there. Hope everybody's doing good. It's hot as heck down here. Another 100 degree day, so not liking that.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's like our 50,
I don't think
40,
I can deal with 100 degrees.
But it's been in the hundreds for 40 days, and they said the next week it's still going to be in the hundreds. So.
Kitty, your phone's breaking up. Really bad.
Okay, well, I'll call back later, Erica.
Okay, yeah, do that. And come up and see us
sometime. I will. Well, I'm going to be back in November for Thanksgiving, so I'll come see you guys.
Okay, fabulous. Tell heaven we all said hi, and good luck and be good in school.
Okay, thank
you. All right. Bye-bye.
I don't know. I'm going to shut us off the whole show.
Whoa, that was nice to hear from Melissa. She worked with us so long ago.
Hey, Mom.
Hello.
You want to come talk to us now?
Yes.
Lunch is over.
Yes, it is.
So do you have advice on how to make children's education the best possible experience they can have?
Yes, if their parents participate. It's time for the parents to come out
and get involved in their children's schooling. Come to all the kids' meetings, and also when their kids come home, don't send them to the table to do the homework. Go to the table with them and see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. You know, I think that I was just telling Emma that right when kids get home from school, they're so eager to drop everything and run and go to their video games or outside with their friends and stuff like that. I think parents really need to step up and just sit for an hour with your kids at the table before dinner, after dinner, whatever. You know, I know we've all got busy lives, but our lives are not too busy that our kids' education needs to take a back burner.
Yeah, it's time. They have the whole summer to enjoy themselves, and we did some events in the community to help them enjoy themselves. But now it's time for them to come in and go to work just like the parents go to work.
Yeah.
You know, and I can see the parents on the weekends getting together with the kids and doing family things now,
mm-hmm.
because they, you know, the absent, the kid at school, the mother that work, and, you know, you got to get in that time with them kids.
Well, because they say, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder, so if you've got your kids with you all day, every day, you're kind of like, okay, now it is time to go back to school. Now when school comes back now, okay, I miss you 8 hours out of the day. So, you know, let's get this done, and then on the weekends we spend all our time together.
We need parents to also come out and volunteer in the schools. Parents, mothers, and fathers that have time on their hands, come out and volunteer. It's not just your child that needs a little help. It's other kids, too.
Yeah. Because there are parents that aren't able to volunteer, but if you are able to volunteer, even if it's just one day a month, you know, just to go in and these kids start learning your face and they start to know you and they start to trust you, and you can not only be a big role model for your child, but other people's children as well.
Yeah, and also if my son Marco was listening, I'm expecting a phone call. I want to be that role model to you, son. And mommy loves you dearly.
Yeah. What was your highlight of the summer, Mama? The best thing that happened all summer long to you?
Was to see those kids at the... Hold it. A couple of things. God, it's a couple of things. To see those kids receive those bites at the father event, you know, and to go up there on stage with their fathers, you know, fathers participating with their children, that was really big to me. And to see the little boys proud to hold their father's hand. A lot of little boys now are wearing their football jerseys and stuff, and it's all about not just making mommy proud, but it's that father thing. So it's time for the fathers to look at their children and see what their little boys is trying to be. You know, they're trying to put it in for them. And also at the water park to see the little babies come out in their swimming suits, and this was a big party for them, and they got to eat all the hot dogs, and it was really good. And I think just the smiles and the love that I got from the kids, I just... You know, I had a good summer, really good summer.
Yeah. Emma, what was your highlight to your summer?
Oh, my summer, it kind of went by quick because a lot was going on, being pregnant and stuff. But I think because I do have a daughter and she's full of life, anything that I get to do with her, because my mom and her grandma and her dad said I'd always have her, so... When I do get to have the time with her, we do whatever. So I think the highlight would have been the 4th of July because she had a ball. She loves fireworks. And to see the face that little kids make is just like...
When they see those fireworks, that ooh-ah
face. Oh, well, Mom, look, did you see that? You know, stuff like that.
That you've seen for years. And you're just like, yeah.
And even sparklers excites her. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my, look, Mom. So, stuff like that. Makes me happy to be a mom.
Yeah, it's definitely the little things. I would have to say that that's my highlight is, you know, the little trips with my kids.
But you know what? We have to start from the beginning. To see our seniors get up.
Yes.
70, 80 year seniors get up and do a wobble wobble.
And a Cupid shuffle.
Oh my God. Now, if that wasn't something to remember the summer by, that was awesome. And to see them all together, next year we might not have some of those seniors out there.
Yeah.
And what's crazy about Senior Day, one of the seniors that was there is actually one of my managers at Burger King's mom.
Oh,
and I don't
wow.
know which one it was, but when she found out I worked with Mad Dad, well, she was like, oh, yeah. Mad Dad does a lot of things. They just did a senior day, and my mom goes every year. And I'm like, I worked there at the senior day that day. That's crazy. I wonder which one was your mom.
Too many.
But they had a ball, though.
Mm-hmm.
We had too many.
They had so much fun.
So, I mean, the summer was real nice. And we got more things coming up.
Yeah.
More things. More things for the children. Even though they're in school, more things for them to do. So we'll be out here waiting to see some of these kids show up. Parents, we'll be out here waiting to see you guys show up too.
Yeah, we definitely want the parents to start getting more involved in their kids' lives. I see too many kids running down the street to the store by themselves at 4 and 5 years old and just out running the neighborhood. And there's no way that is okay in my book. You know, there may be some parents that think that that's okay, but the streets that you have your kids running down are not streets to be playing on, even for 12 years old.
In these days and times, it's not okay. But when we have parents that are personal doing things in their lives
mm-hmm.
that doesn't include the kids, that is allowed.
Yeah. And that's just, you know, that's unfortunate. But, you know, we as parents, we need to step up. If your child wants a bag of chips and you're willing to give them the money to get a bag of chips, get up off your rear end and walk them down to the store to get it.
Right.
You know, because we need to be more in touch with our kids. You know, my daughter made me cry over the weekend. She's so, you know, smart and, you know, above and beyond her years at only 5 years old, you know. She knows a lot about, you know, what she sees. You may not think that she's taking in the little arguments around her and, you know, the little stuff. But she, you know, she sat there and as I laid her down for bed that night, she said, Mommy, I love you. And I said, I love you too. She's like, it's going to be okay. And
oh,
I said,
wow.
I know it is, baby. And she held me like, you know, you would hold your significant other in bed
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Because I was laying with her, and she literally came real close and put her arm around my shoulder and just held me. And it literally brought a tear to my eye, making me like, my 5-year-old is trying to console me over the fact that she knows that something's going on with me.
That's how my daughter
was. You know, and that's just, we've got to watch what our kids see, because I don't want my child seeing that stuff, you know, and going,
and
you know, and having to sit there and feel like she needs to console me. She's 5. She doesn't.
That's how I was when I lost my son. Like, the first few weeks I was so miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make my daughter stay with her grandma, because you don't want to see your child to always see you cry. And then for my 3-year-old, when she does see me, she always, since I was pregnant, she lifts my stomach up and around my belly and get to talk to her. Like, it's my little brother. And she'll tell everybody, like, my little brother and my mama's stomach. So that I was laying a certain way. And she was like, Mom, move so I can rub your stomach and talk to my little brother. And then I had to tell her that her little brother wasn't in there anymore. And, you know, she kind of felt bad for me. But I think it was like she kind of knew how to make me laugh, because at the same time she turned around and was like, Mama, it's going to be okay. She gave me a kiss. She kissed me something. She was like, okay, now can you put me a little sister in there? And I couldn't do nothing but laugh. Like, oh, my gosh, did she just say put a little sister in there? I don't think I'm ready for that. But it was just cute
yeah.
how it made me laugh instead of making me cry.
Yeah.
You know, these kids are so advanced.
Yeah.
And they are SpongeBob. They are observers.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us being the observers, they are now.
Yeah.
They are watching when we are not paying attention to them watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they don't know anything until they are taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And teaching is them observing.
Exactly.
And that's
teaching them, sucking in the movie that you're watching.
Oh, my God.
Or listening to the music that you've got blasting in the car.
And the words nowadays, it's no bleeps.
No, mm-hmm. they're not. I've noticed that.
It's no bleeps. And then you tell your daughter to cover her eyes on a movie.
Yeah.
Or your son to cover his eyes. But he done seen what was coming ahead anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why watch movies with your kids unless it's a kid's movie?
Right.
Why don't you adjust your TV to nothing but documentary or children movies?
Yep. Family friendly, kid friendly.
That's all.
My daughter is a Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin fanatic.
Now that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when I'm laying up and I want to watch, just say Jaws. Jaws ain't a good movie for children.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Freddy Krueger ain't a good movie for children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before they get killed, they're in the bed, you know, rolling around as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids when they get to touching, they got feelings too.
Mm-hmm.
What make us think that these kids ain't got feelings?
Right.
And then things get to moving on their little bodies and they don't understand it, so they're going to sneak and continue to act out. And then we want to act like we don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that child get this from?
There was, you know, a friend of mine, she caught her daughter and her nephew behind the bushes. And the little boy, his diaper was off. And she don't
a
know
diaper.
What,
did you hear
she
that?
She don't know what they was doing, but the positioning didn't look good. And being behind the bushes didn't look good. And as soon as she looked at them, they were looking guilty. So, I mean... And
a baby in a diaper. Mm-hmm. How do a baby in a diaper do look guilty?
You know, they're 3 and 2, 4 and 2. And, you know, it's just like these kids these days, they pick everything up from everywhere, you know? I know my friend, she doesn't put that stuff in... I know she doesn't do that in front of her daughter. I know she doesn't, you know, have stuff like that in front of her daughter and whatnot, but she picked it up from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just that quick, picked it up from somewhere.
But we have to watch letting our kids be around our brothers,
and
our sisters,
you know?
Our nieces, our nephews, even on over some grandparents' homes,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
and uncle homes. We have to watch,
yeah.
you know? It's a sad thing. You know, as us being parents, we have to stay on our jobs.
Okay, well, we've only got a couple minutes left, so let me remind you guys about the Tuesday evening support group that we have going on tonight at 3023 4th Avenue South. We have a buffet dinner that starts at 5, childcare available after a relationship or a parenting class that you can take. Let's see, what am I forgetting? Am I forgetting something about over there?
No.
No.
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7, 3023 4th Avenue South. We hope to see you there. Have a great day.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction because you know that we are best. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. That's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I did was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love.